This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
Return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Taran Daly, Steve Mixon, and Daily Mix Morning Show on the way. Today we'll sit and spin with all ladies, the top 10 female artists of the 21st century.
Okay.
That's coming up until 4:30, right after emails now from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Couple from today, bathroom. Ola guys, the most eventful thing that happened to me in a bathroom happened back in my security days. Got to work early and was BSing with the boss until it was time to clock in. As soon as I do, he says, "Now that you're on, go deal with the guy in the men's bathroom." Some guy was in there trying to dig a splinter out of his foot with tweezers. There was so much blood on the counter and floor, it looked like a crime scene. After I chased him off, I asked the boss, "How long is that guy in there?" 30 minutes or so, but I pay you to deal with that stuff." That from Big Pun in Kennewick.
Can you pay me more?
Yes. Guys, a friend and I had been drinking, then decided to go to the movies. When the preview started, I went to the bathroom. I immediately sat on the floor and started hugging the bowl. After a lot of throwing up, I went back to my seat. When I got there, the movie credits were rolling. I had spent the entire 2+ hours blowing chunks. Good times.
Damn.
That from Bruce. On to the birthdays. Brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. Gentlemen, we would love to get a very special birthday shout out to Olin, pronounced the Diesel, as he turns 11 today. He loves you guys and is always quoting the show.
Oh, boy.
Can I get a few thrill shotgun gets? Hey, your penis is too small. And Coach Ted pumping him up about how much better middle school is going to be compared to elementary. Thank you, guys, and rock on. Lots of love. That from Dad, Mom, and the Big Bro.
Get! Get!
Your penis is too small!
Get!
Going right into middle school, huh?
Middle school.
All right, middle school is better. Seems like once you get to middle school, you get to do a field trip or something. Go see something cool. Don't forget to get that permission slip signed. Other than that, I don't know. What is middle school, one less recess?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe
probably.
A little less snack time. Naps out of the way. But you're growing. You're a goddamn grown man now.
Hello, guys. Want to have you guys wish Tyler the best 12th birthday ever. He's 12th. Been listening to you guys his whole life and has always had a good time with this segment. It's a bummer he has to go to school on a special day, but at least it's Florida education, so they don't ask too much of him. He would love some green beans, an OG fish sandwich, the captain on how that sweet, sweet jelly gets inside toaster strudels, and some dad jokes for Miles. You guys rock. Thanks for all the laughs for all these years. Lots of love. That from Dad and Mayra.
Green beans.
What?
Green beans.
Okay.
Green beans.
Two Oregon fish sandwiches.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. There's a misconception out there that it's jelly in those toaster strudels. I mean, it's jelly because we call it jelly, but it's like how we call bee vomit honey. I mean, sure, it's honey, but we named it that. But in the end, it's vomit. And in this case, let's just say that the Pillsbury Doughboy stuffs each strudel himself with his jelly fired from his jelly cannon. I'll let you do the math. Crunchberries.
All right, Tyler, you're 12.
I wish I'd remembered that.
Do I have any jokes for a 12-year-old?
Oh, no.
He just learned about jelly.
What do you call a person who does not own a phone? What do you call a person who does not own a phone?
Nothing.
You don't, yes.
Yeah, right. I don't have a phone.
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
I don't know.
Because he never lands.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
This is hard.
I mean, you can use kind of the same joke about what do you call a dog with no legs.
You don't.
Right.
He's not coming.
He's not coming.
Guys, I had a dream. I was floating in an ocean of orange soda.
Was it a fantasy?
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know the brother's going to get that one right.
Well, hey, I got a little crush on that joke.
Oh, hey now.
Get out. Get out of here.
We got orange soda jokes.
We got a fade to go. Bet on you this, didn't know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mike, he got Faygo in.
Yeah.
What's left?
Yeah, Sunkiss.
I was going to say, look at that Sunkiss skit of his.
Sunny D.
Good day, gentle sirs. Please help me wish my son, Noah Fox, a happy 22nd birthday.
Noah Fox.
Couldn't be prouder of the son, brother, and all around a human he is. Please give him some Ray Lewis's Can I Grow Up and some good old dad jokes for Miles. P.S. Go Terps until they face the Razorbacks on Saturday. Noah's a faithful fan and picked the Hogs to win it all. Woo pig suey. Lots of love, guys. That from Noah's dad, West Seattle Josh.
It's time to take off the leash.
That's fine. Terps making Saturday on
Paul. You got to. So when you came out of your mother's womb, that the cord had to be cut.
Can anyone know what Ray was talking about in that group?
No.
Say it again.
Has been disturbed. There was a point that you got to. So when you came out of your mother's womb, that the cord had to be cut.
I mean, it's not teaching medical school.
Well, he's saying you came out of your mom's womb. They cut the cord. So, like, stop being a little baby. Yeah. Be a grown-up. Yeah. Own what you're doing.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, I speak Ray Lewis.
Think order's been disturbed.
All right, I can actually do some dad jokes now. Guys, my grandfather, he came back from the war with one leg.
Oh, yeah?
No idea who it belongs to. Someone called my phone earlier, sneezed, coughed, and then hung up.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Another cold call. Ted, what is R. Kelly's favorite musical group? What is R. Kelly's favorite musical group?
R. Kelly's favorite musical
group? Yes, yes.
The Blue Man Group?
No. The Black Eyed Peas.
Loves Fergie. Yep, yep,
yep. Damn.
Drip, drip.
Why is it called a menstrual cycle when it only happens to women?
Yeah, I thought it'd be funnier.
What do you call a person who cleans vacuums for a living?
I don't know.
A vacuum cleaner. I got more. I got a pair of shoes with memory foam insoles.
Oh, yeah?
Now I'd never forget why I walked into the kitchen. And finally, what actress is one hell of an oarsman? What actress is one hell of an oarsman?
Kate Beckinsale?
Lisa Kudrow.
Kudrow. I was trying to think of anything to do with a boat.
Greetings, men of the room. Birthday shout-out to my favorite clown, Colin, a.k.a. Cap'n Jackaloff, who was a friend of great intelligence and adventure. A dangerous combo of fun, I say. Colin, whatever you do, I hope it's a great day. That from Nikki, Kate, and Josh. Please play some farts and the captain, speaking of the Cap'n Jackaloff. One seaman to another. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That from Kobali.
The end of that is just wet.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. And that was from the front. Well, I'm a captain, C-A-P apostrophe N, not technically a captain, and the United States military has requested that I don't have communication with other actual captains for various reasons. That said, I'm familiar with Captain Jackaloff because, while we don't talk much, I heard that our seamen have met on a pillow. Congratulations.
Come on.
Crunch berries.
Gentlemen, I want to wish my colleague Stacy a very happy birthday. She does an awesome job as our video and photo expert. With her warmth and good vibes and smarts, make her a true pleasure to be around. And glad to work with her. Could you get a Ray Lewis? Snap a picture of yourself and the captain telling her about the time he and the mascots put together a photo shoot for a calendar. Rock on and thank you, guys. That from Alex.
Snap a picture of yourself.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. While the calendar is very popular in the mascot world, there's a misnomer that we did an actual photo shoot. What you saw were some of the images that the police removed from Toucan Sam's hidden phone. Seems that that feathery little pervert had been taking secret pictures of us mascots in compromising positions, but I think Frank and Mary got it the worst. He is the result of multiple bodies being stitched together, and let's just say he has many more penises than any one person needs. It was slightly unsightly and very upsetting, but we still made him Mr. October, and he was a hit. Crunch berries.
Boys, want to wish a birthday to my brother, Phil Doe. It's his 39th birthday. He spent it in the hospital with his girlfriend while she was getting back surgery. So can the captain tell him how to enjoy his birthday night while his lady is recovering without being able to use her legs? Also, I have some Fritos for you. Cheers, Phil. I love you, brother. That from Ryan.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Actually, I found that some of my best birthdays involved women who had no use of their legs. For example, the Land of Lakes lady, she's not actually kneeling. Believe it or not, she's a double amputee. And she has no way to use her legs, but the things she can do with her mouth. That's actually what inspired the Kool-Aid man to start saying, oh, yeah. And speaking of Fritos, her breath smells like that a lot. Crunch berries.
And gentlemen, please wish my best bud Grady a fantastic 54th birthday with a bong rip and coked up Ted giving him advice on how to play guitar faster. P.S. Can't wait to see all at the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic. Four! And from the Lone Hippie.
The Lone Hippie.
It's pretty simple, Miles. What you want to do is go to practice, right? Bring a bunch of cocaine with you. You go in there, you grab that drummer, and you go, look, I know you're an idiot. We're doing coke tonight. Play fast. I'm going to play faster. How do I know? I don't know. I let the coke go through my fingers.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Come up here at 5:08. We will drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Astronomers believe the Blaze Star is due to explode any night now, resulting in a nova that's visible with the unaided eye.
What would be the Blaze Star? Is that
just
what they're calling it?
It's just what they're calling it. It's not necessarily a single star. It's more of a system of two that are close together. So
they're ripping each other apart and doing that kind of thing.
I'm a little surprised you don't know this one. No, it's a white dwarf star, if I'm not mistaken, next to one that is dying. And so the white dwarf is drawing.
Sucking all the gas. Yeah.
Right. And so now that's due to explode at any time because it's taken on too much.
All right.
So, and then they're saying that nova is going to be just so brilliant that we will be able to see it. Not here because the clouds are on their way back, but
assuming there's no clouds, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, we should be able to see it here from the ground without any telescopes or anything like that.
Well, the nice thing, if it happens, you should be able to see it for a hot minute.
Right.
It's not like a one-day thing. I mean, it's...
Which I would love to see that. I want to see how brilliant that is in the night sky.
I read once, it was like in the 1700s or something.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't quite know what it was, but basically a star went supernova.
Right.
You know, but they're just on the ground, so just one night you look up in the sky and it looks like a massive, massive star of odd color. So hey. I'm like, that's pretty cool,
that's
man.
That's pretty cool, man. A new study found that regular consumption of sugary drinks can cause your intestines to physically adapt to absorbing more sugar, creating actually a molecular addiction.
Hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Molecular.
It means it's not just in your head, it's in your...
It's become a part of
your
system. It's great,
right? It's in your guts, that they need more sugar now.
I did read a story today. There's a new sweetener that they're saying is, like, healthy and really does help your metabolism out of South America. Like from a root or something.
Okay.
But basically, it's just like the equivalent of Splenda, but it's all natural.
Right.
it's supposed to actually improve, like, if you're a diabetic or all these things, like this.
Well, agave is kind of that, right? Because Ted turned me on to the agave thing. You're not kidding, dude. It is a great sweetener. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. We need to do better about our food.
I mean, sugar doesn't shock me, though.
But you get addicted to it.
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I have a lot of friends that have quit drinking. That's the one main thing.
Turn to sweets.
Well, just because you forget, like, all the alcohol turns into sugar in your body. Right. So they're just like, man, I never had a sweet tooth. I really have one at night now.
Right. That happened to my my mother-in-law. You know, she did the dry January, and she said the biggest problem was just that she was craving sugar. Same thing. End of the night.
Hmm.
Like, I just...
See, that's why I don't do that.
You have a glass or two or a couple beers a night, like, right, just you don't think about it, but like your body's like, oh, sweet, there's the sugar.
Mm-hmm. Experts say wearing socks could improve your sleep.
Really?
I have no idea how, but yeah, it could.
That's really uncomfortable.
I am pro shoes and socks, but it feels weird to wear them sleeping.
I feel you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I feel you. It's just, it's too constricting on my feet. I can't do it.
Yeah. Like, generally, if I fall asleep with them on, I'm like annoyed.
Yeah.
I have passed out.
Well,
right, I mean, that's the difference. I'm not going to sleep with a mom, but I have passed the F out, yeah.
Doctors are increasingly being asked to use AI when diagnosing patients to avoid making mistakes, creating the issue, who's to blame when the AI makes the mistake?
Maybe that's why they're doing it. Like, oh, hey, man, wasn't us. Can't sue us. We had nothing to
do. Complete plausible deniability there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we didn't diagnose you. It did.
Right.
We're responding to what it said your issue
was. But if they're just going to be using AI to avoid mistakes, why can't I just tell AI what I got going on and then let it answer it? And then if I decide, like, I don't think that's true, then I can go to the doctor, reduce a little bit of traffic in the emergency rooms and whatnot.
It would just cost you.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. It would just cost you money to do the same thing they're doing.
Demand for facial hair surgery is soaring.
What?
Facial hair surgery.
All right. To get it removed or to add it?
No, probably to add it.
Yeah.
Because if you could do it to the top of your head, some people just can't grow a beard.
Exactly. So now you can staple one to your face.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, 20 years now, everybody's going to be good looking with a full head of hair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, man.
It's going to be wild. Every chick has Botox.
Perfect teeth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's still ugly. You got perfect teeth, you got a full head of hair, but your face is still, you know.
San Diego has become the first city to ban digital-only coupons.
Banning them?
Yeah. You ever been to the store and they're like, hey, here's this coupon, but it's only on our
app. It's only on the app.
Oh, correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, that drives me up a wall.
I'm with you.
Because you become part of their whatever club.
Right.
But I mean, I'm already a member of the club.
Exactly.
But
you don't
I'm in the store. App, right. But then it's like, come on.
Right.
And then I've also sat there behind somebody in line and they're just like, what do you mean? Like, it's right there.
Right. Right. It's on my phone number. I type in my phone number every time I doggone check out of this store because you made me because that, you know, you ran up the prices of every doggone thing. So you're charging normal prices as long as I put my damn phone number in.
Right.
Now to get the decreased prices even more so, I have to get your stupid app and then I have to actually physically go in there, add that coupon to my phone number. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's got an easy way to sell the third-party information, all that. You guys went through it when you went with the All-Star game, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everything was an app. Everything's an app. Oh, you don't have to just download it.
Right. Steve, what day is it, my friend?
Today is Hug a Walrus Day.
International Day of Achievers. You are absolutely correct.
So close.
But how do they get it done all the time?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 simple steps to make the most of every day. Here's what you do. Wake up. Jump out of bed. Have a glass of water. Start that coffee. Then turn the lights down low and do 10 minutes of deep breathing meditation. Ah. Center your inner chi. Eat a light, nourishing, healthy breakfast while you jot down what you're thankful for in your gratitude journal. Are you kidding me? You get up, you walk the dog, you feed the dog, you drink coffee, you smoke 3 cigarettes, you ass, you shower, and you head into this hellhole and deal with you 4 messed up degenerates. Happy Tuesday.
Well, thank you, VD.
He does overachieve on that.
He does. He's a brilliant achiever on that. So these are 10 simple steps to make the most of every day. If anybody needs to, you know, boost themselves up a little bit and just kind of take life by the horns, here's 10 ways to get it done.
I'm just still laughing about last week. We were talking about something about morning people versus night people. It's like, yeah, well, I don't come in your room at 11 p.m. and go, get up.
Exactly.
I'm ready to talk now.
Stay awake.
The show doesn't even come on till midnight.
Well, I'm sorry to say, Ted, the first thing they tell you to do is to wake up early. Early mornings are quiet, peaceful, productive, energizing, and my favorite part of the day, it says.
It depends how early you have to get up, because it depends on kids.
Yes.
And on the weekends, like, in theory, I could get up, say, 7 o'clock in the morning. It will not be peaceful.
Sure.
Because they are up, they are about, and they need and want when they see you. So I can wake up at 7, but I will still lay in bed until about 8:30.
It also depends on what you consider to be waking up early. I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning every morning, 5 days a week. Now, I don't need to, so I consider 6 a.m. to be early. However, there are people that have been awake for 3 hours.
People like my wife.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll go to bed at like 4:30 in the morning. And she gets stuff. It is peaceful. No one's trying to get a bed early. I've been to Target. I've done the laundry. I've done the, like, dude, it's 7:15 a.m. She's like, I'm done for the day. What do you want to do?
Right. Like, I didn't know Target opened that early.
Bro, it's amazing what I wake up to on the weekends. Like, how many stores have you been to? Just like 7.
There's a whole world you're missing out on, old Night Owl over there, bud. They say to eat right. The food that we put into our bodies becomes the fuel on which it runs. We are wise to make sure that it is the right kind of fuel at every meal. Just be sure to include some protein in your breakfast, and your mind will be sharper and clearer because of it. And I have seen that change before. There were days when I was taking better care of myself.
Sure.
I was giving myself the quote-unquote balanced breakfast, as it were, I felt great throughout the day. Shocking how that happens.
Mm-hmm. Funny how that works.
Drink water, too. Just at the end of the day, just drink water. They say exercise. Again, these are 10 simple steps to make the most out of every day. According to recent studies, people who exercise regularly report to be happier, calmer, and better equipped to handle whatever the day decides to throw at them. Interestingly enough, these studies seem to indicate these benefits were experienced on a day-to-day basis, which means that you can begin experiencing them today by choosing to exercise just 20 minutes.
Yep.
And I will scream it from the rooftops. Whether or not you have, like, weights at home or something, you can find all kinds of just body weight videos on YouTube that are 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Again, just make sure that you throw them a like and a share and a subscribe or whatever the hell, because that's how they, you know, if they helped you out, help them out a little bit.
That's sure. Right. I mean, that's how they make money and get deals.
Exactly. Help them out a little bit. 10 simple steps to make the most out of every day. Accomplish one big task. We always hear about making the bed every morning. However, we all have projects, work, and requirements for our time. Things that we need to accomplish. Likely, your to-do list is longer than you can accomplish in one day. But to make the most of this day, choose one big thing on your list and do it first.
Or if you don't have time, do a couple small ones.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You might not have that time of the day, but try to do something.
Right. We've all seen the to-do list. It's daunting. It's standing there, and it's just staring you right in the face. You're not going to tackle it all in one day. And if you are, you're going to be exhausted for the next day. You're not going to be able to enjoy anything. Just chip away at that doggone thing. Just chip away at it. Do one thing that you love. Apart from the day-to-day requirements of living life, you have dreams, goals, and hopes. You know what, Miles? You go right ahead, buddy. Yeah. You have hobbies that you love and activities that breathe life into who you are. Embrace these life-giving opportunities and do one thing every day that you love. Yeah. You need to find peace every day.
I make it a point to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to at least do one thing. All right? Leave me the hell alone.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Rest effectively. Rest is as essential to our bodies as the food and water and air. Our bodies need to be refreshed on a daily basis and a weekly basis. Do not neglect to schedule rest, and don't feel guilty about it when you do so. And I'll harp on people about that. I know people that feel guilty when they crash in the middle of the day on a weekend. I could be getting so much stuff done, like...
You could be, but your body said...
Right, you're going to half-ass it because you're having...
You're tired.
Right.
Honestly, people just don't sleep that much.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, but they don't.
Yeah, no kidding.
I get tired thinking about their schedules.
I look forward to sleep now.
I'm with you, Miles.
10 o'clock!
Yeah!
Hell with it, I'm going upstairs.
I'm out of here.
What am I missing?
Right. But it's the same thing.
It is funny.
Do you guilt yourself when you sit down and you have a meal in the middle of the day because you're hungry? No,
nope.
You don't. All right, so don't give yourself crap for sleeping when you're tired. If you're legit tired, lay down. Crash for a little while.
Yeah.
Be present with others, they say. Again, 10 simple steps to make the most out of every day. Put away distractions. Engage in conversation. Ask questions. Give time for answers. And look people in the eye when you do. Their eyes reveal far more than their words. 100%.
That is true.
When I'm in a group of people, I'm fine not messing with my phone.
Yeah.
I struggle more when I'm just sitting at home by myself.
Right. Just tooling around trying to find something to do.
Or you look something up in the commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I did it last night. I lost 20 minutes. I was like, I forgot I was watching this show.
Right, because you get immersed in something else.
Yeah, damn you, Wikipedia.
They say nurture your soul. Our lives are more than flesh and blood. They're also mind and heart and soul. Find time each day to feed your soul by embracing gratitude, laughter, hope, faith, whichever you need to do. But get into spirituality a little bit. Whatever form that looks like for you, it's healthy for you. And that'll leave you with this one, the last of the 10 simple steps to make the most of every day. And again, it's very simple. They just say to reset. Tomorrow's another day with a great potential and opportunity. You'll want to begin it with a clean slate and a fresh start. Take 10 minutes each evening to clear the clutter, refresh your home for the next day. Tomorrow's self will thank you for it. Today is among the greatest gifts that we've ever been given. Let's use it wisely and refuse to waste a single one.
As I've gotten older, I realize that depending what the situation is, like, okay, how mad will tomorrow Steve be at me right now if I just don't do blank? And usually you go like, he will be pissed. All right, tomorrow Steve, I got your back right now. Just do this thing that you don't feel like doing, get it done.
Right, switch it up. How happy will tomorrow you be?
How happy will tomorrow me be if
I did
this 10-minute chore right now?
You packed a sandwich in the fridge for me today. Yes.
Boom.
Seriously.
Yeah, you cleaned the kitchen before you went to bed.
Bringing it in.
Oh, my God.
That is the challenge.
Final step.
Miles, a man in Colorado, committed armed robbery, but his weapon was a little less than deadly.
What was his weapon?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Yeah.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. Scan Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And someone's correcting me here. It says, Thrill, you know that World Walrus Day is November 24th. I know. I was just trying to throw people off the beaten path there.
And it's always nice when it lines up with Thanksgiving.
It really does, man. You
every can once eat some every
walrus,
7 years.
Hug a walrus.
Yeah, kiss one.
Today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks at Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. And today, we toast the top-flight Bulgarian soccer team, Arda Kardzali. Now, before their match this past Sunday, the players from both teams, they lined up at center field to observe a moment of silence in memory of a former player, one Petko Ganchev. It would have been a touching moment, but it turns out that Petko Ganchev is not dead. In fact, he had to Facebook the team before the game was over. It was after the half, but before the game was over, to let them know. So the team apologized, saying that they'd gotten the wrong information about his death, namely, that he was dead at all. So the way he explains it, man, seriously, it was one of their top-flight soccer teams, right? It was a big national thing. He had a moment of silence, both teams out there, you know, hands cradled over the junk, looking down at their feet, and end of the minute silence, and they announce why. The crowd kind of cheers because he was a popular player on their team. This guy was returning from the grocery store, and he said, my phone kept ringing. I saw it was my wife, but he's like, I didn't want to answer the phone because I didn't have a hands-free device. I pull into my driveway. My wife comes running out of the house crying, screaming, they're saying you're dead. And he's like, keep in mind, I have no idea what she's talking about. You're dead. Everyone on TV said you're dead. He's like, well, obviously I'm not dead. So, he watched the clip and was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so he Facebooked the team and like, guys, not only am I not dead, but like, I'm in good health. And it's not like he's some 95-year-old dude. He's like, dude, I'm fine.
It just seems like in this day and age, it wouldn't be that hard to look up.
I have no idea how it happened, but yeah, they had a moment of silence for the man who's completely alive.
And he didn't even get to Huck Finn it and see it.
No, he didn't see it. That's the worst part, yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.